the songs we sang, I believe our church is on the brink of renewal. So, yeah, bring it on. I'm pretty excited. And it's, to be honest with you, it's almost been 4 years since I've been in a pulpit. So, yeah, Paul's a little nervous. But by the grace of God, I'm going to proclaim his word. And that's why I am here. So, with that, I need to make sure, kids, it's time for kids' church. I was told not to forget, so, which I could do. There's our next generation. Well, I'm excited. Thank you, Pastor Phil, for the opportunity. I saw you sneak in, so. As I told him, I said, make sure you fill out a newcomer's card, so. Anyway, title of my sermon today is Not Who You Used to Be. So if you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And would you please stand? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You may be seated. I love how the King James puts it. Behold. That means pretty quick. From darkness into light. As we read the scripture, some versions have the word creature. Doesn't mean the icky, ugly things, the bugs, and all like that. We are God's creatures. We are his creation. And what that means is that we're a process of God's existence. We have a purpose of why we're here, why we're serving him, and what we want to do. And hopefully it is to honor God. I might be dating myself because I don't know if the show's still on, but gosh, I about forgot it. This Old House with Kevin O'Connor and Norm Abram. And, boy, testing Paul's memory today. So, love these shows. My wife and I, we watch, well, she more or less watches the, what do you call it, Melissa? House Hunters, thank you. But this one with This Old House, I love how they renovate these old houses to be rebuilt, and more than likely, they look like they should be burnt, because it's like, where's the hope? Where do you see? And what I find ironic about this is that that's how God sees us. We're a dilapidated house before coming to Christ. We probably need some new windows. We probably need some new flooring. We probably need some new vents. But, yeah, don't let your mind go there. So, but it's amazing that after they go through all this process, how wonderful the house looks. And it doesn't even look like the same house. So that brings me to my first point, the old you. The old you. For us that have been believers a year, 50 years, how it's still a process. We won't get it down until either Jesus comes back for us or he calls us home to heaven. Either way, I just want to be ready. And in that old nature, we weren't heckled by the enemy. Spiritual things didn't matter. But the time that we start to make that change towards Christ, things start to change. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But nothing spiritually mattered. Christ didn't matter. And we think about it that when you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it's pretty simple. Basically, in the paraphrase, that the earth was void, there was nothing there, and there was chaos. So, in the old you, there's chaos. And if you haven't come to the point where you're following Jesus Christ, there'll be an opportunity at the end of this service that you want to make him Lord and Savior of your life or rededicate. There's an opportunity for that because it is about renewal. And if we want to see revival in our church, we want to see renewal in our church, I hate to say it, but I can only speak for myself, but Paul needs to be totally stripped of himself. The pride, whatever uglies that I have on, I need to be totally stripped before the Lord that he can do his work in me. Second point, the new you. My dad's been gone for almost, 15 years, something like that. But he loved woodwork. I'm going to move around, so hopefully this is okay, guys, in the booth. But he loved woodworking. We always joke as a family that we knew Dad was in the workshop because we heard him polishing something, restoring something. And what I learned from him was that if he had a piece of rotted wood, he would find a new piece of wood and weather it, whatever those processes were, he would work it. And, well, kind of prime example, we have one of the old freezers. And there was some rotten stuff on there. And he put pieces of wood into place that it looks like an old icebox. So God works the same way with us. We're at a continuing process. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it you take some nails out, and yeah, that hurts. But we're a continuing process, just like that old icebox. We continue to be God's workmanship. We just continue to be his handiwork. And as we continue to go through this new you after we've accepted Christ, we are a new creation. A new creation. What's that look like? Well, it's replacing that old piece of wood with a new piece of wood. Replacing old floors, rotten floors, with new flooring. Anyone that is in Christ is a new creation. I like about that is he's brought us out of the darkness into his light. When you turn on a light, can you see darkness? No. It totally shuts it out. So darkness can't survive in the light. That's how much he loves us. Galatians 2:20. I think I put it on there. Anyway, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Why do you ask? Mike, you're not who you used to be. Dave, you're not who you used to be. Tom, you're not who you used to be. Because we are a new creation. And we, as a church, need to get that back into our hearts, into our minds, if we are going to have the mind of Christ. It is about time that we get on track and let go of this world. I can't say it plain enough that as we draw to as time draws near to Christ coming back, however that all it plays out, we need to be ready. And if we don't go out, if we're not setting the example, who is? We have to be the change agent. We have to be the change agent. Since coming to Christ, we have a new walk. We have a new talk. We have new spiritual eyes. We have new spiritual ears. We have a new tongue. I have new feet. I have a new mind. I don't do the things I used to do. Thank you. Some days are tougher than others. We sang it this morning. It's by the grace of God. If that doesn't excite you, I don't know what does. Because it's only by grace are we saved. The old has gone, the new has come. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been baptized by the Holy Spirit. As in the church years ago growing up, I've been baptized by the Holy Ghost. I think we need that term back. Yeah, because if we're going to be that change agent, we need to be baptized. We need to be the... I had a thought, I just left, but... We just need to be crucified with Christ, as it says in Galatians 2:20. I was lost, but thank God I am found. God is merciful, but you know what I keep hearing him saying? You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old has gone, the new has come. I don't take that lightly. If we're going to continue to see movements of revival, I thought of this week. The King is Among Us. Man, that song has just been on both Melissa and my heart. And I know why. Because we want it to come. But you know what? What's wrong with saying, I want it now? I want it now. And I don't think God is displeased with that. But we need to say, I want it now. I want it now because I'm not who I used to be. I am not who I used to be. I am a new creation because of Jesus Christ. That took my place. And that should make the difference every single day. Are we going to get it right every day? No. But we can back up to that cross and ask for forgiveness and move forward. No matter what you did, no matter what your past, you are new. Your past doesn't control you. I don't care if you're a liar, if you're a fornicator, if you're an adulterer, a murderer, a loser, a crackhead, an alcoholic, even a sinner. That's all of us. We're amongst friends here. And I don't care if I'm stepping on toes, because I feel this is the message for this church and for Paul. We are a new creation, no matter what our past is. My third point is the transformed you. I go back to Mark 2:21, and you don't have to turn there. But it says, no one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskin. The wine is then spilled out all over. So, kind of a familiar passage. I mean, I think Rod spoke on that, Reynoldson, at the beginning of this year. And those things that, what we just read out of Mark, do is telling us one thing. Well, I think it's telling us several things. Church, the church in America has been compromised. What we allow in our churches today never was allowed years ago. And it makes me sad. Because I've been part of that has allowed that. And been more on guard. Because the enemy, just like a snake, slithers right in. We need the Holy Spirit to convict us. We need the Holy Spirit to convict us. This just isn't a club. You are not who you used to be. That we take a stand. And as I prepared this message, it is heartfelt that I'm preaching to Paul too. I'm trying to make things in my life to be better serving of the Lord. You know, I don't like compromise. It makes us weak. It makes us part of the world. And we are not a part of this world. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and we cannot be the compromise. We are wanting to see revival in this church. This word compromise is just so strong. I liken it to the day, remember when you first got saved? For me, thank goodness, I said, God gave me godly parents. I got saved when I was 7. I really didn't see a whole lot of stuff, but I got in trouble myself. I walked away from the Lord. Did some things that probably I shouldn't have done. And not that long ago, I almost lost my marriage. God will go to any extent to grab you by the back of the neck and say, you are good enough. Because if he did that to me, for me, I know he'll do it for you. Even at our darkest hour, he will come to our rescue. Even in our selfish desires and walk that we are mad at God and say, hey, I'm not going to pray because I'm mad at you. Mm-mm. I'm just thankful that I'm standing here today doing what part of my calling has been. The last time I preached was down at Luther. Under not so good circumstances. Going through the motions, singing, listening, standing in front of a pulpit, knowing what I was doing was wrong. And thought I was okay. Thought I was okay. You can't live a double life. You can't live a double life, people. You're either in it up the whole way or you're totally not in it at all. And all I can say is that God cares for you. I don't know. I think there's several people in our congregation that are struggling. Don't know where that's at. Don't know if it's compromise or whatever. That's between you and the Lord. But, as Charles Spurgeon said, beware of thinking of sin lightly because it'll take you little by little by little. Pastor Phil spoke a couple weeks ago. A personal relationship with God is the key to overcoming sin. Imagine that. A key to a good relationship with God takes care of the sin. Not saying you won't struggle with it, but having that personal relationship does. I also want to talk about being set apart. I kind of went there just a little bit ago, but we sang it in one of our songs about being consecrated. I don't think we really hear that today in our churches across America. Consecrated means to be set apart, to be used by God for His glory. Who wants to be used for God's glory? I do. But we also need to be walking the right way. And being set apart goes back to what I just said, because you're special to God. You might ask, like, why am I special to God? Well, what we've been talking about, you're not who you used to be. You are a new creation, a new creature, created by our holy God. Holy. Did you catch that? Holy. And we need to bring His holiness back into the church as well. There are just more than a few things of being a new creation in Christ Jesus. The obvious is we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old is gone, and thank God the new has come. Now we have a new lease on life. I have life everlasting. My slate has been wiped clean. My eyes don't look at the things they used to look at. My ears don't listen to what they used to listen to. My feet don't go into places where it used to go. My mouth doesn't say the ugly words that it used to say. My heart loves where hate used to live. We are the salt and the light of the world. Part of that being set apart. Salt and light, set apart, consecrated for His glory. We are vessels to bear fruit. But most importantly, we are God's creation. And we have a purpose. We have a mission. Because, church, we're not who we used to be. We are not who we used to be. We are not who we used to be. Man, that makes me excited. And it just excites me because we are not who we're used to be. And we have so much going for us. I don't want to be a part of this world because I'm not who I used to be. You're not who you used to be. It's time we get back to the basics. Loving God and loving each other. And I'm not going to song, so, but they do a good job at that, but There's a lot of truth to that. Loving God and loving each other. Guys, can you roll that video? I'm actually, as they're getting that queued up, I love that we had that song from Ryan Stevenson from the Gospel, because how it all happened is that Melissa and I were talking, and she wanted to show me a song, but this one popped up, and it's like, oh, I think that's going to fit with my message. So, long and behold, when I saw the song list, I thought, you know, I'm okay with that. And it just has a great message in the words that go with it. Just goes in with the walk that we have with Christ day in and day out. So whenever you guys are ready, no? Nope. Okay. Then I won't show it. I'm good. I'll just keep preaching. So. But if you do, if you have a chance, go to YouTube and it's called The Gospel by Ryan Stevenson, S-O-N-S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N. And it just, it talks about going back to the cross, coming to these altars, coming to the altars in your home, in your spiritual life. I think it's just the time that we need to be on bended knee. Things happen. And I believe that no matter where you're at, that cross can lead you home. As simple as it sounds, it's pretty simple. It'll lead you home. Maybe you're here today and you don't know them called Jesus. Maybe you've heard stories of it. But let me tell you, he died for you. He died for me. He's been there for me. He's here. He's here. Amen. Maybe you walked once in the ways of Christ, but maybe things have gotten a little stagnant. That can happen. Or maybe there's been some compromise where you let sin in where Christ was. I'm not judging. I'm just letting him convict the Holy Spirit. Life's too short to think that you have till next Sunday to make things right. Things can happen like that to any one of us. Maybe you're wanting renewal in your own life. Or maybe you're just wanting renewal and revival for our church. It starts with us. It starts down here. I'm bended knee. This past week, I was reading a devotion, and it was dealing with modern idols. It's just not a statue. Not a statue of Buddha or Confucius. An idol today is anything that puts its place where God needs to be. I'm guilty of it myself. But remember, an idol is anything that puts its place where Christ and God need to be. God was pretty clear in the Ten Commandments. Didn't have any other gods before me. It's still true today. Because you're not who you used to be. I'm going to pose a challenge to you. I don't do it to embarrass you, and I think if those of you that know me, I don't operate. operate that way. I operate in love, and but I believe that there's something in taking a step of faith forward. I don't know where you're at. God does. And I think as strong as it is, we need to make things right in our lives. And the list goes on. I'm not going to go through it because I think it's time that we meet Christ at the altar, at the cross. Whatever that looks like, I would ask that you would come forward. He's waiting for you. I'll pray with you. I'm sure I can get some others to come alongside. Now's the time. I believe the Holy Spirit is dealing with people. Why don't you just bow your heads? As you feel Him prompting you, come forward, take that step of faith. You're taking a sign that Christ lives in me. Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns in the place we sang. Today may be the only opportunity that you have. I don't say that to scare you, but I say we need it. Jesus is waiting. Spend a few minutes in prayer if you feel so led to come up front. I'll be here for you.